For iFilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 59th Cork Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Lawrence Merritt, who has shown the film Cherry Pie here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Now, I know it's going to be a very difficult question for you to answer, but for the benefit of our listeners, would you like to tell them a little bit about what the film is about, what the film talks about?
Well, Cherry Pie tells the story about let's say, a young woman who leaves everything behind her in order to lose herself instead of finding herself.
So it was shot very adventurously.
Yes, the whole intention of that project was to make the opposite of the long, usual process of in filmmaking, which you have, to just find a way of direct shooting, which is rather close to the process of painting. And trying to find this kind of possibilities of making film with that movie.
You literally set off on a journey with your actress and you just started filming from there. Most of it was really impulsive.
Yes, most of it was like improvised, we could say, but basically it was there was a little script like of 10 pages. We had to be able to plan at least the beginning, middle and end to start a production, because some elements have to be there. Like when you go on vacation, you need to know at least which airport you start.
Yes, exactly. But it's fair to say that it was planned more like a journey than a film.
Yeah, I mean, the goal was to enter in the journey ourselves, not knowing where to really end up, meaning where the story wants to end up, and just trying to enter in that journey the main character, the only character, is living through and living it with her, and through living it with her, finding the solutions to where the film wants to go.
And as a result, the film really becomes interactive. You actually look for audience interaction. You want them to fill the gaps and come up with their own interpretations of the story.
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, it was also there trying to make it the opposite, actually, than usually, because the narration was completely reduced in order that exactly the public can fulfill these gaps by himself, and that every spectator can create his own story with that movie. So there's no general story, you can say. Everybody lives it in a different way. But also inspired by the idea, or there's so many stories to tell, never-ending stories, and usually they're based on the same structure, especially in cinema. So trying to make a whole movie happen, leaving out the classical narration, but still being able to follow until the end to find some kind of other possibility of what story can be.
The actress really has a big responsibility in this film, because really she's in every single shot, and a lot of the time she's also in a close-up. So what was the collaboration between the two of you like?
Well, the main collaboration was a question of trust, I guess, and it's the only way to go there where we went, I guess, with that movie, that she trusted me and I trusted her, that the way to work together is at the same time seducing for an actress or for any actor, because it's only one, as I told already before. I think that's something I think every second actor would love, to be able to just be in the 90 minutes, just only you.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Like, you know, you have to seduce the camera. But in a way, I, as I told you earlier before the interview, I sort of found that there was a change. There was a sort of a development, not only in the character, but in the way in which she acted herself. Mm. And I guess that also came out impulsively.
Yeah, I mean, this came out of actually really living that journey and entering in that new, because as she changes her persona, she transforms herself into another person through finding the clothes of a disappeared woman. Mm. And so she can discover herself in a different way, and everybody knows it probably as soon as you change clothes, you feel different, especially if you put on the clothes of someone else. So your sensation becomes different, you behave, you move different, and that's all part of that second part of the movie, that of course her acting became more this person trying to find actually the being of this lost person, becoming herself this person somehow.
And also this transformation is again a result of the journey.
Yes, this transformation is like in the middle of that film, like the only way to survive somehow because you don't support sometimes your own unbearable suffering. So through the skin of another to keep on another path in life.
Exactly. I mean, I myself, whenever I'm in a different country, I almost, especially when I start off, it almost feels like I'm a different person. I guess it's also a process of alienation, and we were talking about Antonioni a little earlier on. So
I don't know if it's new or not. Maybe the only approach which is new. Well, I think there's many films trying to make one film happen on one person. Mm. I mean, but I don't know what's new about that one.
Right.
Maybe you know better than me.
Oh, well, I mean, it's really the experimentation that's very exciting. And actually, I was wondering, on a more, let's say, factual base, how long did it take to shoot?
Well, basically, it took maximum 15 days, like 3 weeks. Oh. Very short, and it was even planned to be shorter than that, because actually it was planned to be a short film, like quickly going out, made a short film, coming back and keeping on with the more serious things than that. So while shooting, after 1 week of shooting, I suddenly realized that this could become a movie I would never write. So in the second week of shooting, actually I decided that it's gonna be a feature film. So, and we added 1 week. There was the maximum I could do, like, financially.
Yes.
So
what about the post-production process?
Well, this was rather a very complicated thing, because the preparation was very quick and spontaneous. And at the end, let's say, it's not that I worked the whole time on it, because it was a film without budget, so I needed to work to leave it by side, retake it, re-entering in the story again. At the end, I think after shooting it, it was 2 years later, you know, when the film was finished, but it was just because of life happened. You couldn't keep on, you had to get money together and find inspiration to really finish it, because it was a very it still is a fragile film, which works or not at all for some people. And even in the process of doing it, it's like you believe in something as usual, but you're never sure it's going to work. So it was only me somehow with this kind of material being able to bring out what I was looking for. It was not a work which you could easily share with someone else who understands what I was searching at once. So that's why it was all depending on me. That was the very difficult part about me, that it's, yeah.
Exactly. And actually, I'd like to talk about some particulars, starting with the editing, actually, because one of the things that that defines the structure of this film, it's kind of divided up into chapters, in a way. Mm. What was the decision, the choice behind that?
Well, it's like, yeah, definitely there's two different parts, as just this person where she starts in France, the story starts there, and as she becomes this other person, it's like the second part in this new person, where she leaves really everything behind, and her identity doesn't exist anymore. Like, literally, she throws away her clothes, meaning she doesn't exist really anymore, and she's just becoming this new anonymous person. And so also the style changes with this new person, the way of it's getting more quiet, more silent, more, maybe even more stagnatic than before.
Right. And what about, especially towards the second part, there's an emphasis on the color white. Was there a particular reason for using that particular color? Or non-color?
Non-color, yeah. I mean, it's of course, it's based on her, I mean, the clothes, wearing this white fur coat, yeah. And then, of course, the whole setup of the place in England, Brighton, and this pier in white, and the weather in white. So it was developed, and it became more. I didn't want it to make it look too much dreamlike or something like that, because it would have been too obvious. Like, it's like inner life or something. It should have been completely real somehow. But I think also important to keep the spectator up, as the first part was quite rough and raw, and this kind of reality, like documentary film shooting like that. It also, the style transforms with herself into her state, like, and as the journey was planned with the concept of just constantly reacting on what happens the day, this was part of how the film was developed. Even the style developed with her and adapted to the place, I think.
In other words, like, you, even if you don't have a defined storyline, you still want the viewer to wonder about new props that are maybe introduced in the film, or new elements. And one of these elements is actually sometimes the fourth wall is broken, and the actress interacts directly with the person who's actually filming her.
Well, yeah, these are kind of moments which are unplannable or
unplanned. Yeah.
Yeah, unplanned, and it's the things happen only through doing things in the moment. And of course, there was an element. Well, yeah, of course, there's moments that are moments which I was hoping. While not hoping, waiting for anything that they happen, things you cannot define with words.
So thanks very much for joining us. It was a real pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.